Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I wonder if State Farm's still running those commercials. The guy is such a loser, right? And I always considered him one of the best, and for one game, not this year. I always wanted Aaron Rodgers, but he is such a goofy, lunatic guy. As good as he was, he's just not that guy anymore. All right, let's go to the head to the phones. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on WIP.
Good, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, except for wasting 3 hours of my life last night watching that stupid Flyers game.
It's not stupid. They're just not a good team.
No, they're horrible. I have no idea how they got this bad this fast. They had no heart. I mean, I also watched a little bit of the St. Louis-Tampa Bay game. St. Louis ran into Tampa Bay goaltender. Every player on Tampa Bay dropped the gloves and chased the guy down into the corner. Stick up for the goaltender. Flyers don't do that.
If they lose today, I'm sorry to interrupt you. If they lose today, that would be the 10th straight loss. Chuck Fletcher, this is amazing. Kyle Quinn told me this. If they lose today, it's a 10th straight loss under Chuck Fletcher. This will be the fifth time that they have lost 10 in a row. How does he keep his job? Now, it's hard to get rid of a guy in the middle of the season, but Danny Briere's learned. Danny Briere's working there. I'd have no problem with moving on. Chuck Fletcher's a good guy, but he's obviously terrible at what he does. And I'd have no problem moving Danny Briere right into that position.
It's just watching that team is so sad because there's absolutely no heart. No heart at all. And that's, I think, the one thing the Flyers were always known for was heart, and they don't have any at all. They don't have any heart at all. I've watched them all my life, and it's the one thing I can always depend on was them at least playing hard, and they are not anywhere doing that.
Is that an indictment on the coach?
I don't even know how you could blame it on Tortorella, because Tortorella is just this is not a team anybody could coach.
No, but if they don't have heart and they don't play hard, and he admitted last night that they didn't play hard after the game, if they don't have heart, then what's the coach doing? You just got to find, even if the players that you would replace other guys with aren't as good, you got to get guys to go in there, if that's the case, that play hard. I don't know, but it's too early. I mean, obviously Tortorella is going to be here, and he can look at his paycheck each week and say, hey, this is bad, but at least I'm getting $4 million a year. I don't know. Let's not spend a lot of time on the Flyers. They're just a terrible hockey
team. They are. And there's nothing you can do to rebuild them. The Phillies?
They can get the first pick. They can get the first pick, and that player is supposed to be a stud.
But they still got him on that lottery. And the way our luck goes, So, I don't know. Like I said, with them, I don't know.
All right, who's your biggest jerk in sports?
I am stuck between two.
Well, just give me one. Just give me one of them. Just give me one of them.
Yep, Jonathan Papelbon.
Papelbon's actually good. I didn't even think about him, but I had a big argument with him, but that's actually a good one. He is an all-time jerk. All right, Rich, thanks for the call. All right, let's move on, and let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, just real quickly, that Flyer stat that you just brought up, fifth time they've lost 10 in a row under this GM, I can't comprehend that.
That's hard to imagine. And you know what's even harder to understand? Why he is still the general manager if that's the case.
You talk about a franchise that has just become so irrelevant. It's sad, really sad. But I didn't.
They announced 19,000 at that game. It was in the evening last night. Whether I wasn't, I didn't watch it. Honestly, I didn't watch it.
People
that were there, there couldn't have been 19,000 in that building. There could not have been 19,000 in that building.
Dad, what happened at an organization? Very sad. But Joel Embiid. You know, I watched the Nets game. I watched last night's game. I missed the Hornets game. You are 100% correct. With Embiid and Harden in the game, there is no ball movement. The spacing is awful. Embiid sucks up space at the top of the key. It's you have to move him. You have to. You're right about the general manager. He's a knucklehead. You're not going to win.
He's a fraud. He's a con man because he conned the Sixers into a $12 million a year contract.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how these guys just are stealing money, stealing it. And here's the bottom line. You're not going to beat the Celtics this year. I don't care if you have Harden and Embiid. You're not going to beat them. Trade him now. Get what you can get for him. He's somewhat healthy, right? Why is he out right now?
Who are you talking about? Embiid? It's an ankle or I don't know. It's something with its foot or his
fragile.
Ankle. What's the difference? He's a China doll. China doll Embiid.
He is so fragile. And the bottom line is, you know, I talked to people. We had 50-some points last a couple weeks ago. Talk to me in the spring. Talk to me in the playoffs when he shrinks. He shrinks in the moment. He can't handle it. He's a turnover machine. He falls down all the time. He flops. Get rid of him now, please.
Yeah, they have to move on. They have to move on. But Daryl Morey, he knows he's got, what, 2 or 3 years left. He'll hang in there and... You know, and Josh Harris he's clueless when it comes to basketball. If I asked him the question, how far is the foul line from the basket, I don't know that he can give me the right answer. Really, I'm serious when I say that. I don't know that he can give me the right answer.
I believe it by the decisions he's made over the years. There's no question about it. But nothing against Joel as a person, but he's a nice player. He's a nice player. But you're 100% right. He's not going to win you anything substantial.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
And Harden is not good for a team.
Yeah, if you know the game and you watch him in the moment, in the big games, it hits you right in the face.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. All right, so who's your biggest jerk in sports?
Well, there's no question. It's all about him. LeFraud, I'm sorry. He's just
I don't know that he's a jerk because he can be likable. He can be, but
well,
he's a fraud. LeFraud is a fraud.
I don't like his pontificating about different issues, which I don't want to get into.
No, I don't like that either.
Yeah, he's not. He's a
he jumps
guy.
Into every issue. Yeah, he jumps into every
just,
issue.
Like just he's shut the, your mouth. Shut your mouth and play basketball. Thanks,
all right.
Howard.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Dan. Dan, who's in Mayfair. Beautiful
hey, good
downtown.
Morning, Howard. How you doing?
Downtown Mayfair. But unfortunately, Mayfair has had – there's a shooting in every part of Philadelphia. And unfortunately, I think there was – wasn't there a shooting or a house invasion in Mayfair within the last week?
Probably several, yes.
Probably several. Yeah, a parking authority person that was shot yesterday in Frankfurt. The city of Philadelphia is such a disgrace. It's so sad that, you know, it's, I assume you're from Philadelphia. I was born and raised in Philadelphia. It is such a terrible city right now. And the mayor, and it's awful, they called Jim Kenney the mayor. It's the worst mayor. He is the worst mayor of my lifetime. He sits there reading a book to these kids at preschool like he did something with the soda tax. Where's all the other money gone? He hasn't spent the money he said he was going to need. He's just a bad guy who you got to take control some way. I know the district attorney is a bad guy too, but you got to, the city can't be this bad. It can't be this bad. Business people in the city are outraged with what's going on.
I'm getting
on a tangent because I know because I'm so disappointed in what's going on in the city of Philadelphia.
I can't wait for the next mayor.
But that's not what you wanted to talk about. What's up?
Oh yeah, listen. I heard your site when you were on Wednesday with the camera Richie, and he was ripping you. Is that kind of what you're referring to? I don't know if there was other people ripping you about.
There was other people giving, you know, I'm a fraud. Right. I talked to Ben Simmons and, you know, and he took a selfie and he posted it. And I told him, I says, you made it worse for me than it was for you. But if here's what, you know, ripping me, first of all, Joe DiCamera has no room to say anything, because if he rips somebody, he'll never confront him. And his excuse is, well, I don't want to have a relationship with the guy. It's not a relationship. Players or coaches, and I can go down a list of players, because there are people that deserve to be criticized. And if I have done it wrongly, I will address it. One of the guys I always remember, it was the beginning of the season, Jason Worth, I ripped in his first year here after my fight with Charlie Manuel. Charlie and I are now friends. I told Jason, and he said something to me at the end of the year when they won when they got into the playoffs and won the division, and I called him a marginal Major League Baseball player, and he was really angry the whole year.
Right. So we sat down.
We sat down after the play, and he came and he let me know in the locker room when they won. I said, we got to talk. So we talked for about 40, 45 minutes, and now we're friends. But they want an opportunity. Players or coaches, all they want is an opportunity to explain themselves. Now, I'm not going to change what I said about Ben Simmons.
Of course.
What he did here in Philadelphia was wrong. I didn't like his game. He said, he came up when we started talking. He says, you know, I'm not a bleephole, and that's not the way he said it. I said, I never said you were a bleephole. But what I did say is I don't like your game, and I didn't like the things that you did. And, you know, and he kind of accepted that, didn't have much conversation on whether it was right or wrong, but he wants to get it. Players and coaches want to get it off their chest, and they deserve the right. If you're going to criticize him, they do. I don't care who it is, whether it's Ben Simmons, Jason Worth, who's been a good guy to me ever since. I can go down the list. Mitch Williams wanted to punch me in the bleeping mouth, and he didn't use that word. It's just for something I said on the air. And now we're friends, too. They want an opportunity to talk to you. Tug McGraw was another one. He wanted, and may he rest in peace. Tug was a great guy. He always used to talk to Tim McGraw about me. But I can go down the list. But if they get a chance to talk to you, then they understand. And if I'm wrong, I will give them the opportunity to tell me why I'm wrong. And that's all they want. And for people to rip me because I talked to Ben Simmons, and then he wanted to take a selfie. Okay, and then he posted it. So then all hell broke loose. You know what? It doesn't mean I agree with what he did. It doesn't mean I think that he's a good player. He's playing better. He fits better with the Nets, but he's never going to be a star. He's never going to be a star. Although last night, he scored 20-some points. I mean, I didn't miss a shot from the field. I don't think he missed a shot. But now, and from the foul line, I think he was 4 for 5. But whatever the case may be, he's never going to be a star. I didn't like what he did here, and I'm never going to change that. And we talked it out, and it wasn't a long conversation, but they deserve the opportunity if you criticize them. And I'll always be there to accept that. one way or the
other. I hear. Yeah, no, just no, just the camera stance just kind of rubbed me the wrong way on Wednesday. That's all. You know, I just wanted to let you know that, like, it just that bothered me a little bit. And I like the camera. I always listen to a show.
Well,
but
that's fine. That's just, yeah, I mean, it's just I'm not saying to not
way,
listen
yeah.
to him. But and he says, well, we had N'Kobe Dean here. Well, you didn't get him. The station, we have a relationship with the Eagles because we're partners with the Eagles, and they're really nice enough to have players come in, and then there's players that do segments each week, you know, but that's not mm-hmm. because Joe DeCamera got them to come in. That's because somebody else, has Joe DeCamera ever gotten his own guest? But again, if he's going to criticize me, you know, for talking to a player, Joe, get every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with getting to know a player a little bit. And you know what? They accepted. Bryce Harper said that to me when we first met and I introduced myself. And he told me, you know, he's friends with Jason Wirth and Jason had talked to him about me. He says, hey, listen, if you have to criticize me, that's your job. I says, I hope you say that. I hope you understand that. If that happens, he said, yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. We do our job. They do their job. And just try to do it that way. And some people, hey, listen, what guys do outside of their air shift, as long as they do well in their air shift, and everybody on WIP does that, as long as they do the right things and entertain people and inform people and do whatever they do on the air, and they don't want to do other things, that's their prerogative. But don't criticize me for doing that. That's all.
Well put. I couldn't agree more, Howard. I couldn't agree more. Real quick on the Eagles, if you don't mind, if you got time.
Sure.
I would just real, if you could put on your offensive coordinator hat, what kind of tweaks to the game plan would you do enact in lieu of Dallas Goedert's absence?
You know what? They're going to try to. Obviously, they got to pass the ball to win the game. They really do. They have to pass to score. You can't just. I mean, the running game's great, but you're not going to win a lot of the. You're not going to win enough games.
You're not going to win the playoffs if you don't pass the ball.
You've got to be able to throw the football, and Jalen Hurts has done a good job of that this year.
Yes.
But they've got to get. I don't know who it is. You know, A.J. Brown. Obviously, you want A.J. Brown, but the other teams know that you want A.J. Brown. So you get Devontae Smith. I think Quez Watkins has got to play a bigger role. You can see that it looks like they're doing more things with Quez Watkins. And I think there's you just got to involve him more. You got to get more people out there to be able to catch the football. So they've just got to find other guys to get that yardage and to catch those passes. It's not going to be the same, but you've got to do a better job of distributing the ball around to some of the other people as well.
When do you think Goddard's going to be back? When are they supposed to get him back?
Well, he's out for at least three more games counting this one. All right. So who's your biggest jerk in sports?
Oh, okay. Well, the first caller took the words right out. I was going to say Papelbon. But in light of that, let me go with the guy that's coming in here on Sunday, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he is a jerk. It's kind of torn because he's such a good quarterback. But, all right, you're in the mix.
He's still a jerk, though. He's still a jerk.
Yeah,
he's good.
He is a jerk. All right, Dan, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin on a holiday Saturday. That what it is, a holiday Saturday. But it's all good. And because it's all good, we have a lot of football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We always have football on Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday, but there's a lot of football games. I've done great. 3-1 on Thursday, 4-0 yesterday with the college games. I just hope it continues today, but there's some good football games too. So, and the Eagles play tomorrow night. They cap off the weekend with the Sunday night game. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now here at WIP is 8:40. And here's what's happening at Borgata, because it is a sensational place. Anybody, when you first walk in, you notice the difference of Borgata and any other casino hotel that you may have been to on the East Coast, in Atlantic City, wherever. And you deserve a getaway. Experience award-winning restaurants, They have those at Borgata. Exciting bars with live music, obviously have that. A-class entertainment, a spacious casino, and they're always refreshing and adding new machines and new things to the casino. Filled with your favorite games, the action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. You can book your getaway. You can do it today, Borgata.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.